The Badger McFadgen. I only went out later.
Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee, whiling away the passing hours, pinching all the pollen from the coffee flowers. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying round the garden, the sweetest ever seen, taking back the honey to the dear old queen. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee, making hay while time is ripe, filling up the honeycomb just like tripe. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying all around the wild hedgerows, stinging all the cows upon the parson's nose. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Same bee. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee, visiting the picnics, quite a little tease, raising little lumps upon the Boy Scout's knees. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flirting with a butterfly strong upon the wing. Whoopee, oh, death with his nice sting. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honey bee, bzz, if you like, sting me. Silly bee song, isn't it? Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a nice, obedient, busy, busy bee. To be a good bee, one must contrive, for bees in a beehive must beehive. But maybe I wouldn't be a bee. Bees are all right when alive, you see. When bees die, you really should see them pinned on a card in a Mookie Museum. Honey bee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Honey bee, I must buzz off. Bzz, if you like, but don't sting me.
There you go, Arthur Askey and the Bee Song, and we also had Nina Simone and I Wish I Knew. I'll skip over the comments, I think, and just go straight to the voting. But I'm really disappointed. Really disappointed. Arthur Askey, the votes are 4-4 folk.
Uh-huh.
And too many to count. 7-11 against. I don't see that. It's definitely folk.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely folk.
Well, there
folk.
You go. Right. Maybe we'll just overrule. And if we come down to... Oh, no, that's going a wee bit too far down. Yeah, there it is there, yeah. And for the Nina Simone, again, 4-4 and 9 against. What do they know about folk out there anyway?
Absolutely, that's an anthem to the civil rights movement.
Yes, indeed, and that itself, to me, just makes it a folk tune. That's yes. It. So maybe I'll just use my veto this week.
Well, it's your radio show and you can do what you want.
There. I've got permission. Moving on, because another thing that I find quite fascinating about what you're doing at Plan B, and a lot of our listeners and a lot of the musicians that listen and will know about the crowdfunding thing. One of our previous albums a week there, just a few weeks ago, was sent from Fiona Hunter, and she did some crowdfunding partially for that. One that I'm really looking forward to is Finlay Napier and Boo Hoardeen. They've just got their crowdfunding and starting to record their album. So within the music community, it's something that's quite a big kind of thing. So how does it work then for bees?
Okay, well, how does it work for bees? Slightly different possibly from the music and film industry, which is where it's mostly been predominant in. The way we're crowdfunding this time is that people will, for £256, you'll get a share in Plan B.
Oh.
And there's some lovely incentives as well, the more you invest. But apart from, so basically you have a say, you'll have a say in the company, mm-hmm. And you'll share in some of the profits down the line. as well as get yourself 30% tax relief on by doing this.
Oh.
And for those people who can't actively do anything for the bees themselves at home or whatever, this is a good way of engaging with the environment and doing something positive. You know, we're a small company and we're a micro company, and we're really, we have a different business model to any a lot of other companies. We're not a social enterprise and we're not a charity. We are for profit, and I think profit is good, and profit is jobs, and profit is pensions and a whole lot of things. But we're primarily focused on planet, people, and profit.
But it's in a way where the profit is coming from something that is, in fact, socially responsible. You know, so while it's maybe not set up, I'm trying to think what the word is. It's gone. It's not kind of set up that way anyway. But the actual focus of the company is on doing good, and in doing good, making a profit for the people who invest in you.
Absolutely, because you know, I think, as I say, you know, there's nothing wrong with making profit. It's just greedy profit is not good. The returns that people are likely to get are going to be very modest, but they're going to the sense of good feeling and goodwill to be able to help the company such as mine to raise the money that is required will give them a buzz.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't go out and buy shares in big PLC.
No.
If you're thinking of making an investment, that's
certainly
a very innovative way of funding, yeah.
Well, it's very egalitarian. I think crowdfunding is really, really cool because it's so egalitarian, and it just makes it accessible for the vast majority of people to get involved in owning shares and being part of what is or what could be a worldwide movement. And all movements start with a single footstep, and all revolutions as such start with one person or two people doing something, and then we get a groundswell, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, and it's something that definitely needs done. You know, thinking about investing in something that makes soap powder, just off the top of my head, do we really need another soap powder? Whereas we do need bees.
Well, exactly, and you know, the issues with the runoff from all the soap powders and things into our water system are particularly worrying. I mean, that in itself is a whole issue I won't even go into right now.
Let's not, no, but I'm glad I gave you that. Unintentional, but I gave you a good one.
Yes.
Right, let's go back to the music then.
Have you been able to secure the...
Yeah, should we do that just now?
Yeah, well, he was a one... The next song is for my late father-in-law, who is a very, very fun-filled and had a great sense of humour. And in another life, he probably could have been a professor of English. He came to read Shakespeare quite late in his life, but he could memorize and so many of the set pieces. Very early, he's I think in his late 20s, he was one of the first people to try and become a Scottish Nationalist councillor in Renfrewshire. Uh-huh. And I... not being very political myself, but I always took my hat off to him because I thought it took incredible guts to do something like that when everybody else was going, you know, when it was quite new and novel. He was prepared to do something like that. And today, you know, the Scottish National Party are doing a very good job running Scotland. And I think that, you know, he was a devoted patriot, Scottish patriot. So the next song is really dedicated to my father-in-law. So thank you very much.
Yep, here we go. It's Glen Campbell and Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
There you go, Glen Campbell and Gentle on My Mind. We'll play that for Jim. Aye. Oh, we'll turn you up as well so we can hear that. I had something on my mind, dear. This happens all the time. The memory just goes, yes. How long's the Plan B been going?
I registered the company in September 2011, but we didn't start trading until the following year, in 2012. And then our growth has been fantastic. We've been really, really fortunate to have some key people who've championed us.
Yeah.
Organisations that have supported us and seen the value of becoming involved.
And there's a few awards already in there as well, yeah?
Yes.
Don't be modest. Come on, tell us about them.
Delighted with some of the awards. Being an old man of 53, I was nominated and won the Startup Award as the Silver Fox, and I've got the hair colour to prove it. And then we won the Glasgow Chamber of Commerce Green Champions Award, and I was delighted recently to get acknowledgement and profile from the European Commission as an exemplar of best practice. There have been other ones. People Make Glasgow, we made it into the finalist of in the environmental award, and I was particularly chuffed to be in that one because it was the inaugural award ceremony, and the various others, the Lanarkshire Business Excellence Awards, we got finalists in the Best New Business, and recently We finished in the top 10 out of 5,000 entrants in the BBC's prestigious Food and Farming Awards as the best, as in the best food producer category. So there's a lot of good things happening about it around us, and I think it's just because it makes people feel good.
Yeah, that's a good reason to be doing anything. I've got this jar of honey in front of me, and I guess the question from the jar of, I haven't opened, maybe I should open it and have a wee try it just now. But anyway, honey obviously from all over the world. What's the particular difference? What makes Scottish honey the best? Apart from it being Scottish.
I think firstly we've got heather, and we've got beautiful heather moorlands. Mm-hmm. And heather honey is fantastic honey. I think that puts it on a par with Manuka honey, mm-hmm. Which is very costly. But heather honey is just superb. Absolutely superb.
Is it a bit like kind of whiskies then? Just keeping the Scottish thing to it in terms of the plants that bees collect pollen from and whatnot then? Is there a kind of grade or difference in taste between...
Well, without a doubt, the honey in, I have hives in Newton Mearns and Pollock Shields, for instance, and there are a lot of lime trees, what are called common lime trees or linden trees, and they give a particularly different taste to heather. I mean, it's a runny honey as opposed to heather, which is quite jelly-like, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But the foraging that the bees collect, the honey and the nectar and the pollen will add to the flavour of the honey and define it. So if we had a plantation of chestnut trees, the honey there from the chestnut trees would be very peculiar to that area.
It's really interesting, this, absolutely. And this particular one that you've given me has got some whiskey in it.
Well, that's the adult version. That's our hot toddy in a jar. It's whiskey and honey, and so all you have to do...
Do you feed the bees on the whiskey in order to get it this?
No, we don't. We're very ethical.
And maybe that's where the wiggle dance comes in.
From waggle to wiggle in one easy step.
From drunk bees.
Or, yeah.
No. No treating them well. Right, another wee bit of music then. We'll play two. Well, I've got Hot House Flowers. That kind of.
Oh yes, that'll be. That was high on my playlist. Though. Good Thank stuff. You very much.
And then we'll go with a wee bit Matt McGinn.
Okay.
And the tune about the big F and B. That's EFFEN. By the way, it's a place.
Right.
Just in case anyone's listening in.
Senses and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her left in this world. Don't go. Don't leave now. While the sun smiles, stick around, laugh a while. And I lie warm on soft sandy beaches in my toes are submerged in the water, and it feels good. Children playing, building castles on the shoreline, like a painting that love of the Lord. It feels so fine. Don't go. Don't leave now. While the sun smiles, stick around there for a while. Yeah. Coming at me at a pace now, and the
There's a blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face. The sun is shining on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me, look, it's on its way. Yeah, there's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat tells me, look, it's on its way. Don't go.
Martin's Progress is proud to present An Evening with Donnie Munro at the Normandy Hotel Renfrew on Saturday the 19th of April. This acoustic concert is a charity fundraiser for Martin McPhee, who suffers from a rare form of cerebral palsy and goes towards his daily therapy, which is not available on the NHS. Donnie will be supported by Eric Coughley and the sensational Christine Sparks. A night not to be missed. Donnie will be singing some of his old Run Rig songs and a selection of his own and favourite compositions. Tickets priced £17 are available from martinsprogress.co.uk. Doors open at 7pm, so come and join us for this fantastic fundraising concert.
The Lismore, 206th on Barton Road, is Glasgow's famous whisky bar. Just a short walk from the Kelvin Hall Underground, you'll find a welcoming, friendly atmosphere with a choice of 300 malt whiskies and live music to suit everyone. The Lismore, 206th on Barton Road, Glasgow's famous whisky bar.
The Edinburgh International Heart Festival. Come join us for a magical series of events celebrating everything heart in the beautiful surroundings of Merchiston Castle School from the 4th to the 9th of April in Edinburgh. We've a host of concerts featuring top international artists, including Germany's Edwin Rustenberg, Guernsey's Andrew Lawrence King, Paraguay's Sixto Corabalan, and Brittany's Claudio Trabaud, alongside the cream of Scottish talent. Katrina Mackay with Olaf Johansson, Maeve Gilchrist, Rachel Newton with The She, and many, many more. With the Heartmakers exhibition, on-site accommodation and late-night sessions allowing you to rub shoulders with the pros, the Strings of the Harp will be singing out from this year's festival for all to hear. So find out more and book online at heartfestival.co.uk, and of course, keep tuned to Celtic Music Radio, who will be broadcasting direct from the festival.
There's a beautiful little town called Effin, just outside Edinburgh. Just 800 miles outside Edinburgh. It's in France. And in this town, you know, which is famous for its honey, there's an awful lot of bees. There's a factory there where they make gendarmes' truncheons. Or as the French choose to call them, policemen buttons, you know. He kept bees in the old town of Effin. An effin beekeeper was he. And one day this effin beekeeper was stung by a big effin bee. Now this big effin beekeepers, wee effin wife, For the big effing Polish she ran. For as nobody can sort out a big effing bee like a big effing Polish man can. Now the big effing Polish man, he did his nut. And he ran down the main effing street. And his horn was a big effing button. He had big effing boots on his feet. Now the Polish got hold of his big effing bee. And he twisted the effing bee's wings. But this big effing bee got his own back. For this big effing bee had two stings. Now they're both in the effing museum. And the effing folk often come see the remains of the big effing Polis, stung to death by the big effing bee.
Ah, there we go. The wonderful Matt McGinn there and the big effing bee. We're talking about honey here. And for some reason, I've got a wee message there from Mrs. Ross, so I should really kind of read it out or else I'm in trouble.
Okay.
There's apparently a wee discussion going on about cheese.
Yes.
I don't know where we get from honey to cheese. But I will ask your sage advice here. Is it roasted cheese or toasted cheese?
Roasted or toasted? Well, I know that honey and cheese goes very well together. I can tell you that much. I can tell you that Gorgonzola and runny honey is absolutely sublime. Mm-hmm. And goat's cheese, baked goat's cheese with honey is also very, very good. And it's also, if you can make the honey Scottish and you live in Scotland, it's even better. And if it's plain bee honey, it's even better.
Right, so that's answered that question. I hope that's answered that question for everyone. So rather than toasting your cheese, whoops, I've just solved it. Get yourself some honey with it. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Now, I believe you're working on a legacy project.
Yeah, we, Plan B were... are an accredited legacy project for the Commonwealth Games.
Brilliant.
Which is really, really great to get be a part of. And our legacy project is that we're getting schools involved in doing a project on beehives. And they have to decorate a beehive, paint a beehive, according to four themes. The first one is Bannockburn 700. Years. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Second is the 100th anniversary of the First World War. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Scottish book or novelist. And the fourth category is a sport or Commonwealth country. Because a lot of the schools today have tie-ins.
Yeah, well,
You know, with Commonwealth countries. So those are the four themes. And particularly pleased to have got quite a few schools involved.
I was going to say that there are a couple of teachers and a couple of people involved in education here, so how would they get their own school involved in that project?
Basically, if they make contact with me, we can set them onto the right direction, depending on which we can send them an information pack, and they just have to email me at warren@planbltd.com.
Excellent stuff. The other thing we've got, because I was going to forget again, because we're starting to gab again, is that we've got a couple of jars of honey here. And we've also got some nice T-shirts to give away. So maybe we'll have a wee competition.
Yeah. But just remember, we've only got the T-shirts are only in some specific sizes.
Okay.
So we've got 5 to 6 year old or 7 to 8 year old. And then we've got one lady's small and one lady's medium to give away. So, and they're beautiful T-shirts because they've got Be Mine on it.
Oh, they're quite nice. We'll take a wee picture and let people see what that is. So, so yes, a wee selection of prizes there. I'm trying to think of what the question might be, though.
Maybe the audience could suggest it on Facebook.
Yeah, but then they'll know the answer.
Well, no, they could just, we could choose a random, they could just sit, I don't know. You're the DJ.
Right, okay, the first thing that comes to mind then is, complete this song title. A Taste of
Honey.
Blank. I have to choose another question now because you keep... Anyway, right. A Taste of... Shh. Shh. A Taste of... An email competition at CelticMusicRadio.net. If you don't get the answer to that, I don't know. Competition at CelticMusicRadio.net. And just to allow the people that have to catch up and whatnot, we will close that at 5 o'clock on Monday. That's Monday the 17th. That's Lovely. Easy enough to remember. That's St. Patrick's Day. Yes. So complete the song title, A Taste of... Shh! Because we're going to do it again. I could see that there. Now, we're talking there as well as how can ordinary Joe on the street help out?
Okay, so if Joe on the street or Barbara or Kirsty can't afford to pay £258 for the shares, for a share, then they can do some other things like adopt a bee on our website, and they get a beautiful certificate, which they can give as gifts to various people. And these certificates also make very handy place names for when you're having your next dinner party, because you can... put the person's name on the certificate,
that's
where they'll be sitting at the dinner party table. So it's
quite
a neat way, and also with Mother's Day coming up, there's nothing better to get the queen bee of your own hive, her own queen bee, which you can name and dedicate.
Oh, that was dead smooth.
Do you think I've rehearsed that one?
And it's one of these wee things. I mean, you've got all these things about, buying a goat and all that kind of stuff. So it's, it's a very interesting, very different kind of way to do something useful as well. So don't go for the junk you might get out of the jewellery shop or whatever, or a bunch of flowers.
Well,
sponsor a bee.
Absolutely. If you work out that a cup of cappuccino or a latte at a well-known coffee chain costs about £3.50.
Is that including or excluding the UK tax on that? Sorry, no.
Don't go there. But what I can say is that you'll be doing a lot more for less than that, because for the price of the coffee, you could get... two worker bees and a drone bee for that princely sum, and you get beautiful certificates to give away as well. So we need as much support as possible.
Yeah. Now, if Celtic Music Radio was going to sponsor a bee,
yes,
in the same way that sports and whatnot do it, could we get our logo kind of printed on the back of the bee?
Oh, we'll do our very best. you're welcome to come out to the main hive, the Hive HQ in glorious, glamorous Motherwell, and we'll take you to the hive, and you can choose your own bees.
No, I'm just thinking that would be quite cool. I think as a marketing exercise, that would be brilliant.
from the sweetest tunes from the sweetest hive.
Yeah. Aye, Neil, we went a bit mad there. A couple of tunes lined up here as well, and I'm kind of nudging towards the second one I've got here because I know it's Mrs. Ross's favourite. She loves the Blue Nile. Not. But I love this tune. Yourself, Tinsel Town in the Rain.
Oh, yes. I've seen it all before.
I'm sure Jane really loved that tune. While I've got a wee memory as well, because it's just posted there and I've got to do as I'm told. Paul McCluskey and Mike Smith are playing the Allen Water Brewhouse in the Bridge of Allen tomorrow. Doesn't see. Oh, come on, Paul. It doesn't say what time. I'm presuming it's evening. So, if you're not doing anything tomorrow evening, then do that, because in the afternoon you'll be down at the Merchant Square here in Glasgow for the St Patrick's Day festival thing that we're doing. Okay? And if it's in the afternoon, don't go up. Anyway, right. Do you know, it's been a cracking gab and very enlightening as well.
Thank you.
And it's good to see someone doing something.
you're embarrassing me, taking
something that, you know, it's very high profile, the problem we have with declining bee numbers and whatnot there, and it's been very interesting learning, you know, it's not just about them flying around and pollinating things and collecting honey so that we can have it on our toast in the morning. There's a whole back story to the company that, you know, you've set up that, you know, I think makes it very, very special.
Thank you very much. I mean, apart from just the bees and my concern for the environment and the bee population, I also want to try employ people who are quite marginalised, and these people are autistic young people and young people who've got Downs, because they're, I find that today a lot of them are unable to get work and a lot of their benefits are cut. Mm-hmm. And the support that they require isn't always out there. So although we can only take two or three people to help us process and pack the honey and label it, it still will give some meaning and some purpose to their lives. And we'll be able to pay them a proper wage with proper hours and no zero-hour contracts. And I'm hoping that down the line, especially with autistic, if we can get the right candidate who has autism, that they will become beekeepers in their own right. Currently, I have a young lad employed who I've taken on a modern apprenticeship, who was unemployed and had some personal issues, but he's become very, very focused on the bees, and he's, I think, working with the bees has turned his life around a little bit. I'd like to believe so, but it's lovely to see his face when he's working with the bees and seeing just his general excitement about just about this alternative, something that kind of so random and he wouldn't have engaged with in his everyday type of life before, he's becoming quite tuned into.
Yeah, I could talk a lot about that, but we won't, because we've only got 15 minutes left. But yes, I think that's a cracking thing to be doing as well. What's the plan for Plan B?
Well, the plan for Plan B is if we can raise the finance and the investment that we need from the public to take this to the next level, then this year I'd like to get another 180 to 250 hives. I'd like to take on a lot more people to help with the processing and the managing of the hives. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to get more golf courses involved. I think there's an opportunity for us to work with a lot of golf courses, because I think golf courses particularly are seen as green deserts. And I know therein lies an irony, but although they're very, golf courses are green, they're highly maintained and very pristine, and there's a lot of insecticides and herbicides that are used to keep this at this level, and there's not enough to encourage wildlife back onto the golf courses. And when you think about it, golfers play golf to get out into the open air. So therefore they should be looking after the environment for the very sport that they're playing. Like playing. And golf courses have place areas which are out of play, which can house beehives. And currently you are working with some golf courses. But I'd like to see some more golf courses come on board, because I think there's a lot of opportunities for golf courses to engage better with their local communities as well.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention the name we mentioned earlier on, but we'll just gloss over that.
Yes,
there was something else on the website, and you mentioned before was the hotel that has the bees as well. Presumably they're using the honey in the kitchens and whatnot. But the thing that kind of got me in there is it's a fantastic opportunity to have the local community come and see how the hives work, and make it a wee kind of day out.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, we're going to have hives at Royal Troon, but we've got hives at the Two Fat Ladies, and they use the honey on their menu list. And it's about making small steps towards sustainability. And as I said earlier in the program, sustainability means a lot of things to different people, but it's all about getting people to recognize that we can make small little changes. And you know, the same as like Highland Spring Water, have their who rent beehives from us. They realise the importance of this,
because they're in a great area as well. Thinking about it, they're just off the A9, aren't they?
And they're near Blackfoot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you know what they're really selling is nature, because water is nature.
Yeah.
They have to be good. We all have to be good custodians of the environment. It's not what Plan B really is. It's about for companies to make a visible positive impact, and not mitigation, which is something else.
Mm. I guess then what we were talking about earlier on is, maybe companies that might, I guess the buzzword is offsetting, isn't it? So, you make a chemical down in one part of the world and you go, right, well, I might buy a big forest somewhere. The forest already exists, doesn't it? And, to a certain extent. And so how does it necessarily make a difference just because you own that land rather than actually creating... the difference,
primarily that's where Plan B comes into action, because we do positive impact and local impact where it matters. Absolutely, we need to stop cutting down the trees in the Amazon forest. This is without doubt. And one of the big things, what I try and get across to young people and anybody today is that if you pull a single string of the nature, you'll find the whole planet.
It's taking a whole jumper away with it, isn't
it? Really? And it's starting to unravel, and especially the Amazon basin is the lungs of this planet, and it's a small world. It's really, we don't know how interconnected we are. The sand off the Sahara blows across the Atlantic and lands on the trees in the Amazon. And this helps provide nutrients for the Amazon forest. And that's how small, when you realize that, you see just how small the planet really is and how interconnected we are.
Yeah. It's been a fantastic gab. Loved it.
Well, I can't believe it's gone so quickly, 2 hours. Initially, I was a little bit nervous about the whole interview, but it's really gone really quickly.
It's your first time, yeah?
I'm a radio virgin.
I think you've done very well.
Thank you.
I'm going to be really cheesy now. The next track, again chosen by yourself, is a bit of Hue and Cry.
Brilliant. It's
certainly a labour of love. See what I did there?
Thank you.
You said Look, about 7 years ago now, you said that you were so tough. And I loved it, ooh. Now you were putting me down, and I go to lay a new way. Down with the bad old Saturdays. Get away now. But now, too much pain for too little gain. And I feel like I'm gonna fight back for right now. Gonna withdraw my labor from love. Gonna strike for the rain to get into your heart. Yeah. Withdraw my labor from love. Gonna strike for the rain to get into your cold heart. Ain't gonna work for you no more. Ain't gonna work. No more. Ha, ha, easy. I know that you said it never was gonna be easy, but not this hard. You're so cold, so cold. The romance goes from the top. I says, break. My mistake was to love you a little too much. I'm gonna withdraw my labor for love. Gonna strike for the right to get into your heart. For you no more. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. Ain't no way. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. Ain't no way to watch it. Don't need you. Don't need your tricks and treats. Don't need your ministration. Your bad determination. Had enough of you. And you're super back room. I don't need you. I don't need you. Satisfaction, baby. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. In a way, yeah. I can't stand it. I don't want it. I don't need your pseudo satisfaction, baby. Withdraw my labor for love. Gonna strike for the right to get into your heart.
Too busy blathering. What was happening there? Labour of love there. Yeah, definitely a labour of love for Warren and everyone at Plan B. We should mention the competition again. We have a few jars of honey. We'll make it the jars of honey. Okay. Which are you happy to go worldwide? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll post the honey off to you. Whoever wins it just needs to give the addresses to your good self, and if you send them on to me, we'll post them off within the week.
So the question is, complete the song title, A Taste Of, and your name and address details to competition@celticmusicradio.net, and we will close that on Monday at 5 o'clock. So if you're listening again over the weekend, you've still got the chance to enter that. So A Taste Of.
My lips are sealed.
Oh, fantastic stuff. You've still got an hour and 34 minutes worth of music on the playlist.
Wow.
So you guys up next. Danny's away home.
I don't know if I could talk for another hour, 34 minutes.
I've still got plenty of water.
Thank you.
We'll finish with another track then that Sandy Semyonov put forward. I haven't heard this, so I don't know, but he was raving about this band called The Bumblebees.
Uh-huh.
So this is a track called Jimmy's Return. Warren, thank you for coming in. It's been fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Okay. All the best.
Thank you very much for the opportunity of to come onto Celtic Music Radio.
Oh, pick your window. The Bumblebees, a very good evening to you. See you next week, same time.
This is Celtic Music Radio, online at CelticMusicRadio.net.